Okay, today's daf is Trumas daf Ayin Dalet 74. As we continue in Perikah Isha Shehaisa, and we're in the next up to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says on the top of Ayin Dalet Amar Aleph, issues of Gilui. That's today's daf. Issues of Gilui of a. We know that in the days of the Gemara, seems to have been more common for snakes to be able to go and take a little sip and drop off some venom inside the wine, and therefore mayim gluyim, yayin gluyim, liquids that were left uncovered were nervous that there was some venom in there, and even though it's just a small chance that it actually occurred, but safik pikuach nefesh, and even a minority, a miut, a small chash pikuach nefesh, we have to be careful of, right? We know a mitzvah of not having any dangerous situation, right, in our lives, and therefore we need to make sure that we don't ingest something that might be dangerous. Right, this all goes back to the pasuk of "Vishpartem Mol Danafsho Seichem," which again, Pashup Shad is about Avodah Zara in Sefer Dvarim, but Chazal Poskim expand it in terms of doing any dangerous activity, and this is dangerous activity, right? Mayim Gluyim Mezachshash. It's also obviously connected to the mitzvah of Ma'akeh, a mitzvah Saseh and a mitzvah Lo Saseh in Parshas Kiseitze, to make sure that we don't have any dangerous situations. Again, there might be differences between the Aseh and the Lo Saseh, but for sure the Lo Saseh of a Lo Sasim Damim Bevesecha. You shall not have any blood in your house, which means you're not allowed to have any dangerous situations to leave for others to get hurt. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Shelo lahaniach michsholim v'hamokshim ba'artzoseinu ubevateinu, not to leave over stumbling blocks in our houses and our land. Kadei shelo yamusu v'lo yizoku b'mnei adam, so people aren't hurt. Yalzanem lo sasam damim beveisach. And of course, the mitzvah sase there, the mitzvah of makeh, which has to do with the balance of, well, the person was supposed to fall anyway, so what difference does it make that I do, that I put up the makeh? No, but we're supposed to also make sure that we don't put ourselves into dangerous situations. That's the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos. The Gemara in Masechta Shabbos tells us, and Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara tells us, La'olam al yamud adam makam sakan, a person should not stand in a dangerous place. Lomar she'osin lo nes, to say, okay, a nes will occur. Shema ein osin lo nes, maybe a nes won't occur. V'mosin lo nes menachin lo b'zchuyosav, and if a nes does occur, then it's a deduction of your zechuyos, and therefore one shouldn't rely on the nes. Amar Bichanan Maikra Katonti Mikal Chasadim Mikal Hemes. The Ramchal and the Mesul Yesharim in the ninth parak talks about that this is it's a foolishness. It's not the bitachon. Not bitachon, it's foolishness, right? We have to take precautions and do what we can to protect ourselves. So that's all part of the background for Mayim Galuyim. The Mishnah says, with that background, Yayin Truma Shenizgala. Says, you know, Truma, there's an Isser to be Ma'abed. One has to be Shomer Truma. As we've said, we've quoted the Shuvah of the Avni Miluim, that there might be an Isser Da'araisa to be Ma'abed Mavatlin Truma Lachadchila. So, but what happens if the Truma was Nizgala? So you're not allowed to drink it now. So Yayin Truma Shenizgala, Yishafech, that you just pour out. You pour out Veitzarach Lamar Shel Chulin. Obviously, Chulin wine is poured out. You're not allowed to drink it. But even Truma wine is poured out. You're not allowed to drink it. Two ways to formulate the Svara. Either the Mara Folda here says, Ve'ein Kan Mishum Hefzid Truma. There's no Isser of Hefzid Truma here. De Aser Lishtos Shem Hashasim Enon Achash. Because the wine is Aser to drink anyway. Because maybe a snake drank from it. And therefore, there's an internal limitation. There's no Isser of Ibud Truma here, right? The other way that you might have said it, some of the other Mefarshim on the page seem to say it's like a Atzi Dochalosa say, right? There's the mitzvah, there's an Isser of destroying Truma, but there's a mitzvah to take care of yourself and not to put yourself in dangerous situations. So the Chshash of Pikuach Nefesh is Doche, the problem of destroying Truma. But that's not what the Mara Folda says. Mara Folda says it's an internal limitation. There's no Isser of Ibud Truma in a case where it's not drinkable anyway. Not drinkable anyway, and that's why you pour it out. Vein Tzarech Lomar again shel chulin. Good. And now the Mishnah says, the Mishnah uses this opportunity to talk about Mayim Gluyim, and the Gemara will expand on it as well. Shlosha Mashkin Aser Mishim Gilui. There are three liquids. We'll see if there's any more. Three liquids that are also Mishim Gilui. Mayim, Yayin, Chalav. Water, wine, and milk. If it's left out, so then one is not allowed to drink from it. Vishar, Kala Mashkin, Mutar, and other liquids we don't assume a snake went into, or dropped any venom off, and therefore they're Mutar. Vakama Yishuv Yuasorim. How long do they have to be left alone? For them to become asur, kedesha lo yavo harachash mimachem karov v'yishtem. enough time for the Rachash, the Marafolda says, the Nachash to come, and drink. Ulafi, the Marafolda continues, Lafi Shaholech al Grono Karinach Rachash, because it doesn't have legs, and it goes on its Garon, it goes on its throat. Karinach Rachash is called a creepy, crawly, Sheino Nira Kaholech al Karochesh Umisnaea, just moves, right, it loses its legs. There's a Musarvart that's said over, I think in the name of Amir Pamishlaner, I don't remember who, that, you know, the Nachash, according to the Medrash, lost its legs. But if you think about all the onshim that took place in the Parshas Bereishis, so Adam gets an onesh, right? B'zeas hapecha toch alecha, he has to worry about parnasa, the anxiety that all that brings. A woman has pain in childbirth and child rearing, and the Nachash, offer toch al kol yemei chayecha. It slides around, it slithers around on the ground, and it has dirt, right? So why is that such a punishment, right? Whenever he's hungry, he just takes a bite. Doesn't have to, you know, has no needs. And why is that a klala? So the Mefarshim explained, the Bali Moser say that's the worst klala in the world. The fact that we have needs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have a conversation with us, for us to turn to him, that's the greatest opportunity and privilege that we have. So we have needs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Nachash, take your dirt and get out of my life for eternity. And that's the greatest klal in the world. And we give the mashal. It's more painful when a parent ignores a child than when a parent berates a child. Because at least the berating, the tochacha, there's a relationship there. Mashenkin, if there's just ignoring, then there's no relationship. Okay, a little bit about the Nachash and the Rachash. That's why the Nachash is called the Rachash, that it slithers around. Continuing. Shir HaMayim HaMagulim, how much water must there be for it to become aser, or for it to become mutter, if there's such a large amount of water that the venom would have been batel and neutralized, and its potency would have been neutralized based on the amount of water, so then it's mutter, no amount specifically given. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bekalim Kalshe, Rabbi Yossi says in a kli, so then any amount is going to be aser, any amount. Because in a kli, maybe it doesn't have the cool, natural state of the ground, and therefore, even if it's a huge amount of water, it's going to be usur, if it's megulim. Ube karkos arboim sa. But in karka, 40 sa, that will neutralize. Interesting, didn't see anybody who talks about it. Is this arboim sa somehow connected to mikvah, the source of life, the source of tara, and that happens to be the amount that neutralizes the venom? Interesting, but that's all about water. Bizman hazeh, this is a huge topic. What about bizman hazeh, mayim gluyim? Right, so already in the days of the Rishonim, Tosfos in more than one place, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey, Tosfos in Beitza, discusses, what about Bizman Hazeh? So Tosfos says, Va'anu, this is Avodah Zarah Lamed Hey, She'ein Nechashim Mitsuyim Beineinu. We don't have snakes going around and dropping venom into liquid. Ein Lachush Mishim Gilui. You don't have to worry about it. V'ein Lomar, but Tosfos asks, but 1 second. We know whenever you have a gzera or a rule to Rabbanan, you can't just get rid of it because the reason doesn't apply anymore. That's called the davar shebe minyan. So he asked Tosfos, "Yein lomar the davar shebe minyan who?" V'tzorach min yachar la'tiro kivadai, because Tosfos says, "No, this isn't a change. It's a built-in." Even originally, kisha asru tchilo lo asru ela b'makam shanachash mitsuyim sham. Even when they originally asked it, they only asked it in places where there were nachashim. So even if you've lived in a place without nachashim, then it wasn't aser. So it's not changing anything, it's just different application. But it's the same yesod. Wherever there's a chashash of snakes, so that's where we say that it's going to be aser. There's no snakes, so then it's mutter. And nowadays, the no snakes is even larger area geographically, and therefore it would be mutter. Again, generally you don't have such a limitation, like by taking medicine on Shabbos. Only in the places where they grind medicine. No, Chazal didn't say that. Chazal asked all places because of the chash. But here Tosfos has this chiddush, and this Tosfos bothers the achronim. You know exactly when do you say this? Right, the similar Beis Adaf Lamed Tosfos quotes there. Because nowadays we don't fix musical instruments, so that's why you're allowed to clap on Shabbos. Allowed to clap on Shabbos because the reason doesn't apply. Tosfos, and again, that's the Rav Moshe Feinstein as an example in Aruch Chaim Chelik Beis Simon Kuf says Rav Moshe Luchara Divrei Tosfos Timuim. The Afim name at the Bimeim Hayu Bekiyan Lasos Kleishir Yosef Yibizman Azeh. Even if they were more Bekiyan, to Hal Kalpanim Meacher Shenasar Beminyan Ain Lahatir Afsha Kala Tam Batel. Right, even if the Tam is Batel. Right, so what do you? I don't understand. So says Rav Moshe, you're going to say this is like Mayim Gluyim. This is like the Mayim Gluyim Tosfos. He says, I don't think so. But he says, that Tosfos, da davar sheb'minyan shehaya be'isur gilui, haya rak she'af she'achshash d'shas anachah shu chashash racho, the whole thing is a chashash racho, of mayim gluyim, as we started off today. Shelo haya ze chashash lasar, af b'shvil sakana, it's so far-fetched. They shouldn't have even asked him mishum sakana. Tiknu, they said, you know what, a little chashash katan, okay, they'll ask him mishum bikuach nefesh. But then, b'makam she'in shalom matzui nechashim, there's nechashim and not matzui, then it's not even a chash rachok rachok. So then, memela, it wasn't b'chal the takana. But you don't have that here by clapping. You don't have that here. So Ramosha says, sarachian. But what can I do? The Ramah quotes this Tosfos. Ramah quotes this Tosfos about the clapping and the dancing on Shabbos. So he says, one should note that the clapping is an extension of an Issa d'Rabbanan. Right, Tosfos doesn't say that you could play musical instruments on Shabbos because of this. Right, there's two stages. You're not allowed to play musical instruments because the musical instruments might snap and you might come to do the malacha and to tie, do the malacha of kosher. And then as an extension of that, even without instruments, clapping, dancing, and the like. So Tosfos just knocks out the extension. So it could be that it doesn't knock out the me'ikar adin. But this is what Ramosha is bothered by in terms, again, Beis Kuf. In this case, so that's what Ramosha says. So Mashinira Lataris Tirta Tosfos Avakivish Machaber Polig. Ramosha is not a fan of this Tosfos. Again, that's a little bit. But again, Lamaisa about the Mayim Galuyim. So Tosfos says Mayim Galuyim is mutter, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya Kuf Tezayin says in the Dvarim Shasur Mishum Gilui Mayim Shiras Galu Asurim Chachamim Dachashinan Shemeshas Anachash Mehem Vito Mehen Eres Viachshav Shein Nachashim Mitsuyim Beneinu Mutter. Shulchan Aruch says Beferish Mutter. Interesting, the next halach in Shulchan Aruch is that you can't eat meat and fish together, and there he doesn't say, we don't know what the sakana is. Right? The Shulchan Aruch just quotes that halacha. But that is the Shulchan Aruch, Bizman Azeh, Pazim like that Tosfos. If you look at the Pische Tshuva, he quotes from the Shla Kadosh. The Shla Kadosh says, no, even nowadays you should be Machmir. And he says, the Raya is that the Tur does not quote this Tosfos. And then he says, if you look in the Hayin Haggas, or the Chassid of the Gra, the Pesachei Tshuva says that he was very Zahir. He was very Zahir in this. That's the Gra. If you look in the Maisa Rav, the Hayin Haggas of the Gra, in Os Tzadi He, Gam Hechmir Ma'od Me'ochlin U'mashkin Shetachas Hamita. Oh, that's Tachas Hamita. Tzadi He. There's two Tzadi He's. The first Tzadi He. Galui Asur. He was very careful. He was very careful against the Shulchan Aruch. And the footnotes here, he quotes from the Pa'asa Shulchan, right? One of the Gros Talmidim, Risol Mishklov, Toshavei Yerushalayim, that he says, first of all, there are Nechashim and Akrabim nowadays. And then he quotes, Shamati, Mirav Pinchas, De Palach. Mishari says, "I go in Zman Ma." One of the Misharsim of the Gra. This quoted from the Malas Asula. Vayat Sivuyo Chazak Alav. She Yizar Menagibui. He was told in specific instructions to be Zahir. Vayat Maybe Lo Tamid Mayim Lishtos Menachadash Min Ha Plumb Shebachatzer Beisaknesses BeVilna. He always brought a drink to the Gra from some type of well. Varak Pam Achas Balayla Haya Eis Geshamim. One time it was pouring rain. Varuach Sara and windy. Nis Atzel Alaches. He didn't go out to the well to bring umile mayim mechaves megula, and he brought mayim from mayim megula. Uvevila, and he brought it to the gra. Ulamachar achat vila shachris, and after shachris the next morning, the gra came over to him and said, "Why do you bring me mayim geluyim?" Why? The gra tasted it. Ulaman arose godel inyan agilu yapizman azeh shelo yakel adar beina val yam avam sibala rabenu ki ayatuna achas mevalbolo kol tvila shachris dina. His shachris was all messed up because of the mayim geluyim. So the gra felt it. Okay. That's the grub, who in your nifla. But again, the Shulchan Aruch though says one doesn't have to worry about it, Bizman Azeh. Good, we continue. So that's all about liquids, but the Mishnah now says foods also have an issue. Foods also have an issue relating to gilui, says the Mishnah. Nikure te'enim va'anovim. If you have a punctured, like bite marks of a fig or grapes, v'kishuin va'avatichim, other types of melons and gourds, v'diluim va'amalafafanios, afilu en kikar, even if they're huge, they weigh a kikar. And you might say this is only on one side of it. Echad gadol echad katan, doesn't matter if it's big or small. Echad talos echad mechubar, whether it's still attached or detached, kol sheish bo lecha, as long as it's moist, usser. As long as it's moist, usser, we assume that the venom might have gone throughout the fruit. or vegetable, and therefore the whole thing is aser. The Ma'ariv Fola says, mashma, that if it's yavesh, aval davar yavesh, what do? Chotech asanikor v'ochel asashar. If it's dry, then you don't assume the venom moved, just like we know, like you need a liquid for something to move, and therefore, because it didn't move, they could just cut off the place where the bite was, not eat it, and then eat the rest. If an animal is bitten by a snake, and then you shech the animal, it's also to eat that animal. Because again, we assume that the eres, the marafolda, sheha eres mischalchal bechal gufa. We assume the poison, the eres, went throughout the body, and therefore you can't eat this whole animal. Okay, last line of Meshmer Shal Yayin. What if you strained it? You strained this liquid Mayim Gluyim. Could we assume that the eres, that the venom stayed in the strainer and didn't go through? Machlokas. Asur Mishum Gilui, Rebbe Nechemya Matir. So again, is that a Machlokas in Metzius? We'd rather not say that, as we had earlier in this Pesachta. So it must be that there's a certain level of chash. And the question is, halachically, do we have to be worried about that? Good. Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Shimon Bar Ba, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina. We skip the next couple of words. Tavshel Shabishlu B'Mayim Megulim. What about cooking? Does cooking Mayim Megulim help out? So the Gemara says, Afilo Shal Truma. No, it doesn't help out. Yishafech, even if it was boiled, you cook something in the water of Mayim Megulim, you have to pour out the whole thing. V'Yitzarach Lomer Shal Chulin. Am Rabbi Yossi Mastis Amar Kim. Well, the Mishnah's Mashma that way too. Why? Because the Mishnah doesn't give that option. What does the Mishnah say? Yayin shel truma shenizgala yishafech ve'yitzarach lomer shel chulin. But if boiling removes the venom problem, then the Mishnah should have said that as an option, because you don't want to destroy truma, and therefore it must be that you can't boil it. That's not going to help. Chavrai b'shem Rabbi Yochanan yayin shenizgala asur l'shahoso. If you have yayin megulim, you got to pour it out right away. You can't leave it around. You don't want people to possibly drink it. And even if you left it around and it turned into vinegar, still it's usser. It's still included in the Mayim Megulim Gzeira. But if you have a fig or a grape that was punctured, usser l'shahosan, same thing. You can't leave it because maybe somebody will come to eat it. But if they totally dried out, then it's mutter. Why? Because we assume that venom prevents the drying out process. And if it did dry out, that's a riot that there is no venom. It's a riot there is no venom. That's what the Marifold is different lashes, that the drying out ruins the potency of the venom. You can say it either way. Shat simuk vahayaveshus mevatlim ha'eris. Right, that's the language of the Marifold. Okay. Says the Gemara continuing. Barte, we switch the word. Barte, the Rebchi Aruba. Havi Menachra Bateinaya. The daughter of Rebchi Aruba knew all the yeshiva guys used to come to her house and always eat all of her fruits and vegetables, so she had a great plan. She used to puncture all of the fruits and vegetables in their house. So all the figs begin to loyechon chavrai, so the people, nobody else would eat it. Because they would have to be choshesh that, maybe there was a snake. Havi Rebchi Avu Yachamano. Rebchi, her father, though, ate from them. Vales Aser, isn't that Aser? But also, he can't eat from the punctured fruit. No. He knew the plan. He knew the plan, and therefore he took part in it. V'yafilu kein lo aser, isn't it still aser? Even if he knew the plan, lo kein tani, didn't we learn? Rot sipar no keres b'teina. Even if somebody sees a bird that is puncturing a fig, va'achbar menaker ba'avatiach aser, it's still aser. Why? Ani omer makom haneker achlo. Maybe in that spot, a snake came and also, did it in that spot. So even if, like, the daughter of Rebchi Aruba, right, she punctured it, maybe 10 minutes later a snake came in and took a bite of the same exact spot. So how can you be so sure? So, Mintzera Lehein Havis, she used to guard it. She used to guard it and not let it out of her sight with a Hesach Hadas, and that's why there was no worry. Okay, a lot to do with Giluyim. So now we get into a little bit, not only Giluyim, but there's another area that might be parallel. And that's in terms of Yayin Nesach. So we know there is an Issa Daraisa to get Hana'a from any wine that was poured by to Avodah Zarah. That's one step. Number two, then we have it's Usur to take any wine that belongs to a guy. Stam Yenam, anyone, even if you don't know if it was Nisnasech, because there's a chash, maybe it was Nisnasech. And then we have the third step, that is the most halach halamaisa, and that is even if you have a Jew's wine, if a guy touched it, if a guy moved it, so directly, so then that is included in the Issa Durabana. That would be in the Issa Durabana. And there are many different details, many simanim in Shulchan Aruch about Stam Yenam and Yayin Shenoga Van Goy. What if he touches it indirectly? What if he touches it with a stick? What if there's wine in the door of the refrigerator and the guy just opens the refrigerator? What if he just wants to get something out from behind it in the fridge and he just moves it to get something behind? Right? What if he's wearing gloves? Does that help? Right? The waiters in a restaurant. So a lot of interesting discussions of Yayin Nesach. But the Gemara here says that there might be something that is not included. Rav Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, hachad v'hamar v'hamato. Very sharp wine, very bitter wine, or very sweet wine. Ein bo mishum gilui. There's no problem of gilui. A snake doesn't like these types of wines, and therefore we don't assume, he's not drawn to it, we don't assume that there is an issue of gilui there. Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yehoshua ben Levi, hachad v'hamar v'hamato, ein bo mishum gilui, I agree, but v'lo mishum Yayin Nesach. I also don't think there's an issue of Yayin Nesach by those. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Rabban, the Rashban, Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed, it loses its Shem Yayin. Loses its Shem Yayin. And therefore, it is not a problem. It wasn't included in the Isser of Yayin Nesach. Good. Rav Simon Mefarish Achad, Rav Simon explains, Achad, the sharp wine, that's Kontidon, Vahamar, Pastinon, Vahamatok, Chamra, Mevashla. The Matok is Yayin Mevushal. Yayin Mevushal, that's the matok. So Yayin Mevushal, we discussed in the past, for certain halachas, doesn't have the status of wine. Remember the Rambam. The Rambam says that you can't use Yayin Mevushal for Kiddush. That's how he understands the Gemara in Mesechas Bava Basra. The Gemara in Bava Basra seems to say that Yayin Mevushal is pasul. So pasul for what? Pasul for what? So if you look in the Rashbam and other Rishonim, it's pasul to use Agabi HaMizbeach. But the Rambam has has the equation. You can only use for Kiddush yayin that's royal anasach al-gabei ha-mizbeach. So what does that exclude? Does that exclude putrid wine? Or does that even exclude yayin mevushal? Yayin mevushal. So Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like the Rambam. We paskin that you can use yayin mevushal. There are those that are machmid for the Rambam. So that's why they try to use non-mevushal wine for Kiddush. But that's for Kiddush. But also we know the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the yayin mevushal doesn't have an isser of stam yenam. Of a guy touching it, because either the Mefarad Rishonim explained, either it's very very inferior quality, and therefore the goyim will never use this to menasef to their gods, and therefore it was never included in the Xera, right? Or do you say no, it has the stat? Maybe they would, but it doesn't have the status of wine. Doesn't have the status of wine. Okay, different day. So we continue. Says the Gemara, Yeshua ben Zidal. Rav Yeshua bar Zidal, so remember the names because there's going to be a story afterwards regarding these personalities. So Rav Yeshua bar Zidal had Yayin Mevushal that was in the Rishus of a guy. In the Rishus of a guy. Shalor Rav Yanai bar Yishmael. So he asked Rav Yanai bar Yishmael, you know, what's the halacha here? What's the halacha? Yayin Mevushal. Amar Le, Kain Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Matok, Ein Bo Lo Mishum Gili, Bo Lo Mishum Yayin Esach. He quoted him Reish Lakish. He said, there's no problem. There's no problem in this case. It was not included in the Isser of Yayin Nesach, and therefore, even though it was in the Goy's Rishus, I can obviously have to know that there was no switch, and maybe he has a simon that it was his, but there's no issue of Yayin Nesach. So again, that was Rabbi Yoshua bar Zidal had the wine, and he asks Rabbi Yanai bar Rabbi Yishmael. So now, Rabbi Yanai bar Rabbi Yishmael, that person who gave that answer, Ivish, that person became sick. Salkun lagabe Reb Zeira, Reb Oshia, Reb Ibun Barkana, Reb Chananya, Chavrei under Rabbanin, Mivakarte. They went to visit Reb Yanai, Reb Yishmael. They were doing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, right? The mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, mitzvah de Rabbanan. Included in the larger framework, though, of Yatarecha Gamocha. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Avel, in Perag Yudalad Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, first one on the list, mitzvahs asei shel devrayim. It's a mitzvah de Rabbanan, Levaker Cholim. First one, ula nachem avelim, ula hotzi ames, to go visit the comfort the mourners, to go to levaya, ula hachnas akala, ula lavos haorchim, v'lasok b'kol tzarchi akvura, v'chein l'sameachas and v'kala, all of these mitzvahs derabanan, says the Rambam. And then he adds, ava b'shukal mitzvah zeh l'midivreyem, even though these are all midirabanan, harehin b'chlal, v'yahav t'larecha kamocha, they're all included. In v'yavlerecha gamocha, called dvarim shad rotsa shiasu osam l'cha achirim, all things that you want others to do for you, asay osan ata la'achicha b'torah uv'mitzvahs. Do for them. So you want people to visit you, so therefore you should visit them. Interesting. Halacha, halacha dalad. This is based on the Gemara in Nedarim and elsewhere. Biker cholim mitzvah al hakol. Afilu gadol mevaker es hakatan. You know that from the Gemara in Rabbi Akiva, visited his Talmud. Umevakrin pa'amim harbe bayom. V'chala mosif mishubach. Whoever visits a lot is great, but it can't be that, you know, the patient isn't a person's chefsa shal mitzvah of biker cholim, right? You have to, only if the person wants you there. That's crucial. Whoever is mevaker chol, as if he took some of the illness and made it easier, lighter. The Rambam later on Halacha Zayin, we had a whole shiur about this. Rav Jolti has a beautiful discussion of this. Yira Li, the Rambam says, if you have a choice, what do you do first? Nicham Avelim, a Shiva Kol, or Biker Cholim. Nicham Avelim goes first. Shenicham Avelim Gimilas Chesed Imachayim V'im Hamesim. Biker Cholim is only Imachay, but Nicham Avelim is a Nechama, is a Staka with a mace also. Interesting. What does Nicham Avelim have to do with the mace? Right, the Gemara in Shabbos talks about how if there were no relatives, they used to go and have a fake shiva house. Go to a house with 10 people and have somebody act as the Avelim and people visit, do Nicham to them. So the Meiri there says, towards the end of Masechta Shabbos, that sounds like it's Kavod HaMace. There is no Kavod HaChai. And there you're doing this whole charade of Nicham Avelim. Again, we don't do this nowadays, but that's interesting that it's Kavod HaMace and not just Kavod HaChai. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yudal Al-Chazayin, speaks about Nicham Avelim being Kodem Le Biker Cholim. Can you do Biker Cholim on the telephone? In those days, they went themselves. Can you do it on the telephone so the post can discuss this? Partially. Rav Moshe and Rav Avadia. Rav Moshe talks about this in Yaradeya, in the first volume of Yaradeya. Rav Moshe says, Simon Reishchav Gimel, Bini Biker Cholim Ayde telephone. He's in Pashut. You did a partial, but you can't say you fulfilled, because, says Rav Moshe, there are three parts to Biker Cholim. Davening for the Chole, okay, you could do that. Doing something physical for the Chole, right? Helping him with his bed, that you can't do on the phone. That you can't do on the phone. Raksha Yatza Mizeh, Shem Yefsha Lakayim, Bahalicha Lasham, Lo Niftar Lagamre. No, it means that if you can't go there, then it doesn't mean you're Ones Pater, you gotta call. Alasarach Lavakru, Bahasha Efsha Lolachalapachas, Inyan Echad Oshnayim, Shu Gam Al Yedei HaTelephone. Right? You can be Yotze partially, but again, it's not the full way to fulfill. That's right. Moshe and Rav Avadia also in Yechaved Das, Chela Gimel Simen. Hey Gimel, so he goes through the sugya here. He quotes the discussion of Rav Moshe. His kira halicha, right? Halachta bedrachav. Halicha b'mikir cholam. I think halicha so is alachola omin mikar val tzarchi achola lahoshe lo kol ezra efsharit. Im chasol davar mimachal mimashko trufas, if he needs some food or some medicine or eitzah nachona or just some advice. Va'od, and also al yedei bikuro ba'ofan ishi. You personally go to the cholam. Who misrashim who mispal yoser? You get the true state of the chola. Eino doma shmiel areiya. So you'll daven better. You'll daven better if you go to the chola. Lefichach nira im yochol olechaz lachar chola baatzmo eino yotzei dichovas amitzlo b'shleimusa. I did telephone. If you could go there, you're not yotzei. Amnam bakashas rachim im alachola. Davening is even shalom b'fanav. But again, davening in front of the chola is more mekubal. And he continues. And he says also, you can get, it's better than nothing, but it's not the full. Rakim enu yachol avakar achol abatz mamutav letelephone leshlachil amichtav lechasko uleodado bidvar. So again, these rabbis, this whole group of rabbis went to visit Rabbi Yanai by Rabbi Yishmael, who gave the answer to Rabbi Yeshua bar Zidal. So again, they all went to visit him. Chamun, Rabbi Yeshua bar Zidal, they all said, they saw Rabbi Yeshua bar Zidal sitting there. Rabbi Yeshua bar Zidal was the one that asked the question. So Amen, they said, Hamarish Maitza, the Hamara Uvda. Here's the one that gave the answer, and the one that had the story. Asun Mishailunli, let's ask him about it. Amar Loni says, Amalir Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Shmuel, who gave the answer before, he gave the same answer. Kainam Rabbi Shmuel Shem Men Lakish, Matok, Ainbo, Mishlo Mishum Gilui, Velo Mishum Yai Nesach. No problem. So Amalir Rabbi Zera, De Dilma, Mi De Elaine, through Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, Hachin, the Hachin, Hachin. This statement of Reish Lakish that he quoted, maybe this is one of those Reish Lakish statements that he wasn't saying it as a Torah's Vadai in the Beis Medrash. He was just bringing up an issue. No, maybe it was Hachin Hachin. Look at the Rechaim Kadyevsky. V'shema me'elu ha'shmuo sayin, sh'ayah Reish Lakish chochech bahen be'Beis HaMedrash. V'ayisa daito note lakan o lakan. V'lo bali de hechra. Who said this was a statement of Reish Lakish for sure? Maybe he was saying it could be. It could be, but I'm not so sure. Amr le'lo. He says, no. Right, he says, it's not one of those Reish Lakishes. Lo'uvda v'samchan alave. Right, it was lo'uvda. It was said for l'maisa. It was said l'maisa, and you can be so mech on it. They said. So kan nachtun when they came out of the. Actually, before we get to kan nachtun, maybe we'll start with that next time. There's a discussion also in the Achronim about why is there no bracha on Biger Cholim. Why is there no bracha on Biker Cholim? Every mitzvah. So you might see in the mitzvahs without the chaver, we don't make a bracha on, but you could also ask, why is that? Why don't we make bracha on the mitzvahs without the chaver? So the Binyamin Ze'ev mentions that we only make a bracha, and other achronim after him give the same answer. You don't only make a bracha on a mitzvah that sets us apart from the rest of the world, and you could see the kedusha then. But things that the non-Jews also do, they visit their sick, they respect their parents, they give tzedakah, they stand up for an older person, so all of those you don't make a bracha on because it doesn't show the special. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosaf. The Rashba writes in the Tshuva in Aleph Yudches, where he talks about many birchas and mitzvah, well, maybe the other person might not want it. You might be heading into the hospital room, and the guy says, I don't want anybody here, I don't want anybody. So he could refuse the visit. So that also may be why we don't say a bracha. There are other reasons as well. But this is one of those mitzvahs ben al-Bachavero that has that discussion. Okay, we'll stop here. But we'll continue with the story of Kan Nachtun next time.